Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade, and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time. Welcome to Behind the Grit. I am your host, Monica Klein. In today's episode, I want to talk about a season in life where I was free as a bird. So I referenced on another episode about the night of my 40th birthday party. So let me just set the scene for you. I have always been that person who plans everything. You're getting married. I am hosting your shower, your bachelorette. I'm probably in the wedding. If it's a destination, I'm traveling. It's your birthday. I'm planning, hosting, customizing every single thing to your taste, your likings. Baby shower, you name it, I have done it. I have given even when I had nothing to give. Physically, emotionally, financially, I kept giving until I was so fucking depleted, I literally would fall apart. That is who I have been and am no longer. I had to stop because it was killing me. It was so exhausting. And it got to a point in life when people just expected it from me. And even if I tried to say no, they would get their feelings hurt, and then I would end up doing it out of guilt, which is definitely not the way you want to give. When I truly now want to give, you know it. You know, because I'm giving from such a happy, fun, loving, caring, free place in my heart and my soul. But when I'm giving out of resentment, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good for anybody. So my 40th birthday is coming up, and you know, I've lived a pretty fun, big life at this point. I have a lot of friends, and today that's completely different. I have very few authentic, sincere friendships, but back in the day, I had a lot of friends. I was hoping somebody would step up and host my 40th birthday party. It's kind of a big deal, and No. So I stepped up and I said, you know what? I'm going to host a party for myself. It's going to be a destination. I want to lay by the pool. I want to have a great dinner. And then I had two other friends who love and adore. Their birthdays fell on the day and day after mine, and said, you know what? Let's make this a triple party. So here I go again. I'm doing the work, but I'm not really celebrating my birthday. I'm celebrating everybody else's day. So my 40th birthday was a very defining point, and that's why I want to talk about this, because there's a lot of reflection that happened. So the pool party happens, and there's like three different areas of, you know, her birthday, his birthday, her birthday, and I'm bebopping around, and it wasn't what I thought. It wasn't special. I didn't feel special. I didn't really feel celebrated. By the end of the night, I wanted my closest friends to just, I wanted an intimate dinner. And at that point, everybody was pretty shit-faced and just went off and either hooked up or did their own thing. And I am left in my hotel room, and I don't remember who, but there was one or two people that popped in. They said, we're making a Del Taco run. So I'll never forget, on my 40th birthday, as everything started to die down, I was sitting in a bathrobe in my room, my hotel room, in my robe, eating Del Taco all by myself. Not really how you expect to ring in 40. I had this very fabulous, glamorous vision in my mind, and it was very far from it. So instead of having, you know, pity or feeling shitty, I decided to use the opportunity to map out what my next decade was going to look like. And one of the things coming out of the relationship that I had come out of for that many years, I felt stifled. So I wanted to be free as a bird. So I wrote in big, bold, Sharpie letters, free as a bird, on top of a hotel letterhead. And that was my mantra for that decade. And I really mapped out every single thing I wanted to experience. I had traveled, but not extensively. I had been, you know, abroad. I'd been to Europe and to Asia. I'd taken my son on some really fun trips. Both of my parents were still alive and they were healthy. And I just really wanted to scale to this place in life where I felt like I was giving back to society, that I was doing good, feeling good, living a life that made me happy and fulfilled. So I mapped that out, what that looked like. And I really thought long and hard. I'm like, do I really want another relationship? At this point, I'd been single for about 2 years. And I really didn't want to date. I was enjoying my career path. My son had recently moved out, so I was living by myself for the first time in my entire life. So here I am at 40, having what I thought was maybe a midlife crisis. But I'm redefining myself, my life, what makes me happy, marching to the beat of my own drum. And the things I jotted out, I want to be bi-coastal. I've always had a love, mad love affair with New York City. And I was living in Newport Beach, California. And I said, I want to be bi-coastal. I want a beach cottage and I want a flat in New York. I want to own my own business. I want to travel the world. I want to date everybody that doesn't seem right for me. I want to see my son launch his passion and follow his dreams and do it on his terms. I want to see my parents enjoy the fruits of all my labor. There were so many things I mapped out, so many things. And so the next morning, a bunch of my girlfriends showed up in my room with champagne and leftover Del Taco and a little bit of room service. And we all had a toast and we laughed and we celebrated that next morning. And as I drove home that evening, I reflected on that night before, all by myself. And I wanted to place blame on just one person, like, why didn't you come celebrate my birthday with me? This was a big birthday for me. And instead I said, it's not their responsibility, Monica. It's my responsibility to do what's going to make me happy. And I released it. I didn't harbor any resentment. I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. We celebrated. Everybody was calling and texting about what a great party it was. And that made me feel happy and fulfilled. That was giving from the right place. So I get back, and at this point, I decided I wanted to live on the beach. So I had this adorable beach cottage, which is perfectly suited for one person, a single person, and my beautiful lifelong companion, my cat. And I started immediately setting up what my days were going to look like, what my fitness routine was, where I was going to travel to. When opportunities presented themselves, I wanted to say yes to everything. I didn't want a career or punching a 9-to-5 to hold me back. I wanted to be able to say yes. So I was in the season of life where my career did allow me this opportunity to say yes. I worked a hell of a lot of hours. I traveled extensively, so I had the ability to take some time off if something were to come up. And as life started to take off, I realized how fun it was. This was probably what would be my heyday, if you will, those first few years into my 40s. Let's pause this episode for a moment and let me ask you, are you ready to step out of your comfort zone and tackle challenges head on? Maybe you feel stuck and your problems feel insurmountable. Do you believe you have a message to share with the world, but you don't know where to start? Are you struggling with how to bounce back from any setbacks you're facing? Or maybe you're struggling to get traction even though you feel you're doing everything right. Or maybe you're grinding day in and day out with little to no results to show for it. If you are looking to rise into your personal greatness, to own your worth, and start living life on your terms, I have a solution for you. My book, entitled Behind the Grit, is filled with real-life lessons and solutions. Now, I don't hold back in this book. I share all of the shit I went through, the moments where I didn't feel like I could hold on anymore. I was literally grasping for the end of the rope. I was battling anxiety, depression, feeling lost, and hiding in my closet, fearing for my life. It was in these moments that I held on to my faith, my belief in self, and I found my true identity. These are the moments I knew I had a higher calling placed on my life, and I needed to share my message. I invite you to order my book now. I have it linked in the show notes below, or head over to my website or my social media to order your copy. I have found in the lessons and in each scenario I faced, which I'm now sharing with you in an unfiltered, behind-the-scenes way, that if I only help one person overcome whatever they're going through, then my goal has been fulfilled. And as I started to reflect, I had to do some healing before I could put myself out there again to even start to date. And I looked back on the relationships I had and what I contributed and what I didn't contribute and what led to the demise, if you will. So I go back to my son's father, who meant well, and it was timing. It was young, immature, unsure, scared. And we did the best, but at the end of the day, I was destined to be a single mom because I'm a fucking badass mom and dad together. And to this day, I wouldn't have it any other way. My heart hurts on occasion for my son, but then I see him when we're together. And I'm like, you know what? I did it right with him. He is my greatest accomplishment. So then fast forward to the next relationship I was analyzing. And I touch on this lightly because this is when you really, you have to know your core values of who you are, not just in business, but as a human being. You need to know where your integrity, your moral compass points. And I shared on another episode that, you know, there was a couple of employment, let's say, that the companies I was working for weren't on the ethical side. And I'll leave it at that. But I learned everything I didn't want to do. And so fast forward, I was young, impressionable. I had an affair with, well, he had the affair, not me, because I was single. I had an affair with my boss. And he was actually my mentor. And he taught me some key foundational things that I needed to learn at that phase. But as I look back and I reflect, and, you know, he was about 20 plus years my elder, was it really right of him to prey on somebody young, vulnerable, and that much younger than him when he was married with children at home? No, abso-fucking-lutely not, it wasn't. But is that his fault? No, I said yes, but I will tell you, it was such a horrible feeling for me. I was sick to my stomach. I had a pit in my stomach. It was very short-lived, but I felt like a very, very, very bad person. That is when I realized I am not somebody cut out to be the other woman. I am not cut out to have an extramarital affair. I am not cut out for any of those things. And that's when I said, there's enough people in this world. Why do people have affairs? Just exit the relationship. So for me, that was a huge moment where I really had to analyze why I allowed him to come into my life in that manner. And it's because I had trusted him. He was my boss. He signed my paycheck. And he was mentoring me in a business way that turned into a romantic way. And today, I probably would have fucking slapped a lawsuit on him, but I wasn't that smart back then. Fast forward, the long relationship that I dedicated almost an entire episode to. There's so many lessons on that, but the number one thing is my wings felt clipped when I was with him. And in life, your wings should never feel clipped. So that was my biggest takeaway. There were so many great and beautiful moments in that relationship. And when you have those moments, put them in your memory bank. You don't need to reflect. You don't need to reminisce. Honor those memories and move on. Don't linger in the shit and the wallow. Don't do that. Move on. So that for me, I learned very quickly. I'm like, okay, I have learned so much. My dad taught me a ton. Business, how to open a business, how to become an entrepreneur, educate myself, how to read, how to public speak, all of these wonderful things. And then I leave my dad's influence and jump into these relationships with these men that were just wanted to change me or fix me or turn me into somebody that I wasn't. And I allowed it. I allowed it. It was my doing. So fast forward on to my next was a very tumultuous, short-lived. Not a lot of people may know about this, but he had proposed and I said no. It was absolutely the wrong thing. So I was so proud of myself because I got closer to honoring my gut and my intuition. And as soon as that ring came out, literally closed the door. I'm like, nope, this isn't happening. Didn't really close the door. It's a figure of speech. But I learned, I started to fail faster. And when you start to fail fast, that means you learn the lessons and you're trusting yourself and you're able to move past it. So that relationship, you know, of course, there's always going to be some sadness or heartache that comes with it. But I was able to get through it because I knew it was the wrong person for me. Now, this last one, I'm going to briefly touch on it because this is the brunt of the fucking shitstorm I have lived through. It has been about 9 years, and I won't go too deep into it, but this was my ex-husband, and things are not always who or what they appear to be. Be aware, be cautious, listen to the red flags, listen to all the bells that are going off that are saying no, 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 and don't listen to anybody else. That relationship rocked my world, flipped me upside down, and left me gasping for air to breathe life back into myself. And I say this with being completely serious, where I'm very lucky to be sitting here because he did not want me to leave that relationship breathing. He wanted me to leave that relationship in a body bag, and he tried. That relationship taught me everything I needed to know about who I am, my strength, my mindset, my resilience, and how I can fucking bounce back. And he doesn't even fucking scare me today. Scared the living shit out of me when I was married to him and lived with him. That recall of those five men in my life, not one of them possessed the qualities of who my father was. And I go back and I've asked myself over and over, what was it that I needed so badly from each of these men that I allowed in my life to clip my wings, to take advantage of me, to act crazy, to try to kill me, to walk out on me in the midst of a commitment of a child? What was it in me? And so that was something that I had to go really deep on. And it was my self-worth. It was wanting to make them happy because I thought in turn I would be happy. And I am here to tell you, whether it's personal, relationship, career, whatever your passion is, if you are not happy, it is not going to be successful. Absolutely will not. You need to stop buying into the bullshit that if you do this, you will be happy, because you will not. If you're not happy right now doing it, you're not going to get there. You can't force it. So the number one takeaway from where these relationships led me on the path of owning my business, being an entrepreneur, having a lot of hiccups and stumbling and scraping my knees. Fuck, scraping my knees. I have fallen so hard so many times and I get back up with more passion to keep building my business. But the number one thing is you have to honor who you are. You need to know your worth. And when it comes to business especially, you need to know who you can work with, who you can't work with. I now have it's twofold. It is, we get to know each other and I do a deep dive into a business of a prospective client, because I need to know who they are. And I ask lots of questions and some may sound silly, like, why do you need to know this? I just want to hire you to build my website or build my brand or launch my podcast or do my PR or run my social. I do a lot of things. But I had somebody, more so on the recent side, who refused to fill out my form. And she said, those questions are irrelevant. I just want to hire you to do task A, B, and C. And I said, well, they're irrelevant to you, but to me, they're not. And this tells me we are not a good fit. So best of luck. Because I need to know what makes you tick. I need to know your mindset. I need to know if you're really in it for the long haul. I am not going to invest all of my time, my energy, my resources, my team to build a brand and a business if you're half-ass. If you only want to dip your toe in the water, you're not an entrepreneur. So the relationships and what I learned from my self-worth, I carried into my business. In the early days of my business, I signed clients just because it was incoming money. That is not the way to do business. Let me repeat that. Do not do business for the money. Do business because you're passionate, because it excites you. Don't do business to exchange funds. That is not going to get you anywhere. You will stay stuck. I promise you that. You also need to charge your worth. You need to do your due diligence on that. You also need to value yourself, your knowledge, your expertise enough to not charge or not offer discounts. You don't run a business to give it away as charity. So what I learned and what I want to impart on you is you need to cut ties with those people that don't feel right, whether it's a friendship, a romantic relationship, a client, an employee, a contractor, whoever that is. Cut your ties, cut your losses. I don't care how much money you paid them. You're going to pay in your peace of mind. You're going to lose sleep over it. You're going to get more frustrated. It's going to cost you more in the long run. And your peace is more valuable than anything. Once you give up your peace, your life starts to really hurt and you get stuck and you get stagnant. So don't do that. I talk about this because I have learned to fail fast. Failure is inevitable. We're all going to fail. And if you're not failing, then you're not taking risks. You have to fail at one point or another. And those that tell you that maybe you should feel bad or shameful or don't share your failures, it's because they're still suffering from that perfectionism and people-pleasing and all of those self-inflicted things that they're putting on their own shoulders. Failure is a part of it. Failure is a part of everyday life. So learn to embrace it. The quicker you learn to embrace your failures, the quicker you're going to walk through the messy middle and get to the other side. Some of my hardest times in life, I have birthed the biggest, most beautiful things in my career path because I just leaned into it. And I said, you know what? If I close my eyes and try to walk around it or ignore it, it's just going to get bigger. So why not just deal with it head on? have the uncomfortable conversations, do the awkward things that maybe you don't want to be confrontational. Do it in a way that's not confrontational, but get to the other side. Embrace the failures. That is my number one lesson. Also, you need to take accountability. When you own your shit and you stop acting like a victim, life gets better. You cannot place the blame on others. I can go down that list of those five relationships and point fingers at each of them as to why it didn't work. But you know what? It's all within me. I have to see what I did, look within, and go deep and find out what I did that it didn't work and not put blame on them. That is me holding myself accountable. So when you do the work, you heal yourself, and then you invest in yourself, whether it be education, therapy, meditation, fitness, whatever it is that fuels you, you need to do it. If you're not investing in yourself, you are causing you to live a stagnant life. This is the life out of default I talk about all the time. Your life should be moving forward. The only time your life is not moving forward is when you're dead and when your body gets lowered into the ground. That is the only time. So don't wait for that to be the moment. You need to keep moving forward. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the people that say, oh, but you've done so much. You need to pull back now. You need to have more fun. You need to do this. Fuck that. They don't know your vision. Stay true to your vision. Don't let an outside influence that is not a peer or who has not experienced or encountered things that you have influence your thoughts or what you do with your life. Because at the end of the day, you answer to yourself. You don't answer to them. And it's none of their business. As is what they do is none of your business. So make sure that you are owning up to what you do. Don't act like a victim. Be accountable. And do the work. I always say, if you're not doing the work, there's no fruits to bear. When you do the work and you see a little bit of success and you taste it and it's so sweet, keep going. Don't stop there. There's more of that waiting for you. Every time I have a new client or a client success and the people around me will be like, woohoo, we should celebrate. I'm like, no, keep going. We got a lot of work to do. Let's get to the next one and the next one. Doesn't mean you don't stop to rest, because I am a proponent about rest and sleep and taking care of yourself. But you don't stop. You don't stop and go and celebrate. You don't stop and, you know, you can have small celebrations, but you don't just stop. You keep going. This is how you gain momentum, whether it's in business, in your life, whatever it is. This is where you gain the momentum. So keep going. I am here to encourage you to do that. So what I want to leave you with today is not necessarily a lesson, but it's something that somebody said to me when I was in the midst of my shitstorm. And I have it up on my whiteboard because I read it every single day as my reminder. And I hope this resonates with you. If it does, you know you were meant to tune into this today. God does not choose the qualified, He qualifies the chosen. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.